proud of the fact that you've been able to, you know, carry on with the running game?
Yeah, I'd probably just say, you know, even when it was all three of us, we were a tandem. And, you know, unfortunately, Diamond went down. So, you know, me and Latavius just, you know, trying to make the most out of the opportunities given to us. And, you know, I think we've been doing that. And the offensive line did a great job of helping us. You know, those guys up front have been phenomenal this season so far.
After last year, just being last in the league in rushing to be where you are now, I mean, what does that say about the offensive line?
Just, you know, a lot of hard work. And, you know, it's definitely not going unnoticed. And, you know, I think it's something we worked at, something that Coach Zim emphasized in the offseason. And, you know, I think it's just, you know, credited to, you know, the work that we put in since OTAs. You know, it's all coming together.
It seems like that's really showing up in the play action game.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, anytime you, you know, run the ball efficiently, you know, it's going to open up the passing game and, you know, offer that play action. And I think, you know, it's all coming together. You know, offense is working good together, you know, passing, running, you know, the receivers. And we know they're going to make plays. So, you know, we got to do our part. And then, you know, when they get their chance, we know they're going to do their thing.
You think it'll kind of be the same story the first couple games without Dalvin? It was you with the hot hand. Yesterday was Latavius. Just kind of whoever has the hot hand maybe carries the more times.
Yeah, I would definitely say so. You know, I'm surprised he didn't get more touches. But, yeah, I'd definitely say probably whoever gets going first, you know, why go away from it?
Yeah.
You know, and Latavius, you know, he got off to a strong start yesterday. And, you know, he finished real strong and had a strong performance.
What is it about Kennedy Polamalu that you guys have all connected with? It seems like everybody has an appreciation for him.
His energy. Coach P is always on 1,000. And, you know, everything that he teaches us, you know, emphasizes, you know, we all, you know, take it, learn from it, and try to work on it on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. How frustrating was it last year when the running game struggled so much?
It was frustrating, but, you know, at the same time, we had a lot of guys injured, you know, rotating a lot of guys. And, you know, I just think last year we just, you know, it's kind of hard to get on that same page. And, you know, this year, you know, I think, you know, we've done a good job at, you know, picking up at that and everybody getting on the same page and, you know, just working to do better and better each and every week.
Hey, Jared, is there a different feel around being 5-2 this time compared to last year? Obviously, it's a different way how you got here.
I would say so. You know, last year was last year and this year is this year. You know, we got a good thing going right now, so we're just trying to feed off the momentum. Keep bringing in wins, and I'll go from there.
Jared, do you believe that having to deal with injuries and next man up with this team has really, first of all, you're showing your depth, but, like, kind of emotionally has toughened you guys up at this point of the season?
You know, definitely. You know, this is a league, you know, it's, you know, X amount of weeks, and, you know, injuries are going to occur. And, you know, the next man up mentality is you got to have it. And like you said, the depth has been so important. You know, we haven't got to step up and making big plays. You know, Jay Wright got a lot of playing time yesterday and made a lot of big plays for us. So, you know, it's just all about us working together for the common goal. And I think that's what we're doing.
Especially with the O-line, like Rashad and Danny stepped in and it was flawless, right?
Yep, they stepped in and, you know, we didn't lose any momentum that we had. And, you know, like you said, it's credit to the depth. And, you know, we trust everybody who gets a chance to come in the game. And, you know, there's no decline. And, you know, I think that's, you know, credit to, like I said, the work we put in the offseason leading up until this point.
Did you notice, he said yesterday that when Riley went down, because there's no stoppage for injury, did like that it was really seamless, kind of, you know, next man up right away. Did you notice kind of the same thing?
Yeah, that was kind of weird because I didn't even know Riley was out of the game until maybe a couple plays after. But, you know, Shaw did a great job of stepping in, filling that void and making plays and, you know, just kept running the ball well.
What are you looking forward to most about the trip to London? I mean, not even from, like, an on-the-field standpoint.
Yeah. Just to see, I guess, the fans over there. I've never been that far away from anything. So I'm kind of just excited to see, you know, how the fans are over there and, you know, get a feel for everything that's going on in London.
Have you practiced a British accent at all? Can you break one out for us?
I don't have one, but I'll go YouTube one tonight for y'all, and then I'll have something for y'all.
Awesome. Thank you.
Appreciate it.